It's a hard-fought game, and first thing you'd say is tip your hat to Philadelphia. Man, those guys came in, brought the fight to us early, and really put us in a hole. You know, our guys fought back defensively in the second half. We were outstanding. Obviously, it didn't seem like there was many drives because of the time of possession. Felt like one of the quarters was just that early drive. But we made enough plays. Wasn't a perfect game. Certainly, there are a lot of things that we'll have to clean up. But most importantly, we got the win. And, you know, against, listen, defending champions. And that means something, you know, when you're able to beat a team like that. So, any questions? Look, I thought there were a handful of swings in the momentum. You know, for us, that was a big one. You know, making the first down on the fake punt, turning that into points. We had some tough calls go against us tonight. You know, I'm not. It's hard to look at each or any one of the calls, but we fought through that. And so I think probably when we watch this tape, there's going to be probably four or five of those key swings early on. You know, they went against us, but that's not unusual in the postseason. And you know, we've played from behind quite a bit this season and been able to come back. And this was, you know, obviously an important one. Yeah, like I said, I thought, man, we did a great job of getting off the field on third down. You know, I thought they ran the ball fairly efficiently early, Philadelphia, that is. And then, you know, there was that one long drive where, you know, we ate a lot of the clock up. And so it felt like we were into the fourth quarter fairly quick. But they were fantastic. Well, look, it's part of one of the things you're wanting to do. And yet the score still you know, the score still wasn't, it was close the whole game. You know, we were trying to get in position there late to get a field goal, and man, we, you know, weren't able to come up with it and put them on the field again for another drive. And fortunately, we came up with the interception. So it was a good team win. Yeah, listen, you know, as a coach, you always look at it like, man, you want to start fast. We've started fast here before. And now, at some point, you got to, you know, move on from it. But fortunately, we were able to and settle in.
Sean, what was your thought process on the fake punt? You're on your own 30-yard line.
Yeah, well, listen, you know, each one of those is kind of calculated. Mike felt pretty good about the look we were getting. I trust Taysom a lot. He's a powerful runner. And so generally, the looks that are somewhat favorable also come with some risk. And but we felt, especially where we were in the game, and look, I know it was early in the game, and yet there was still similar to New York, if you will, where we needed to shift the momentum. And we were able to, fortunately, and take advantage of it. But it was really based on the looks we saw during the week. Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes, it wasn't just, let's just try this in the first quarter. No, we spent a lot of time on it. Well, in order to have 22 plays.
Right. Just the resiliency of your team.
Well, it was a big third. The third down that Drew conversed to Mike was huge. You know, there were too many plays specifically, you know. I think there were four penalties, if I'm not mistaken, but at least three. And, you know, we hung in there and fought through it. So that was encouraging. Yeah, and I mentioned earlier, we've been, you know, in our league, it's there's going to be games where you fall behind. And we've played in a handful of those already. And I think there's great faith in both sides of the ball and the kicking game to weather any storm like that. And, you know, we were able to today.
Can you talk about your
Yeah. Well, look, we needed that last one, and we elected to run it. But, ultimately we felt like this game was going to be about situational football. We felt the red zone offense and defense was going to be important. We felt the third down offense and defense. And I thought in the second half we got off the field defensively on third down. And on offense, I thought we were able to convert some big ones. And especially the big one late in the game to Mike. Because, those relative to time of possession and what you're trying to achieve, those are significant. He's got real strong hands in traffic. He's tough and competitive. He's one of those players that believes he can, make those type of plays, and Drew did a great job of finding them. Those were significant plays that, really changed the direction of a game. No, listen, we're right at that. We got a quick peek as to what we might get defensively. And so you think about a jump ball maybe, or and then when you kind of weighed everything where we were at, we felt good about just taking the field goal. Yeah, listen, there's a lot that you get from this team offensively, a lot of motion. Some RPOs, they do a good job of spraying the ball around. The quarterback's been outstanding. It's hard to get to him. He made a few throws that were just, unbelievable. But I did think we were able to push the pocket a little later as the game went on, and I did think that helped. We tried to find a way to disrupt the passing game, and you can do that either with your rusher or outside, and I thought we were able to get our hands on some receivers. But it's a talented group.
Coach, the aggression to get that touchdown pass on the fourth down as opposed to getting right there, you feel like the touchdown was a
must? I didn't feel like it was a must, but we felt pretty good about two or three of the calls we had. And fortunately, it worked out, but we felt pretty confident. And, it was calculated, and yet, it was on that drive where I think the momentum, that was significant, to get that seven. Sometimes, Ed, it's maybe meant for that. Other times, man, there's a lot that goes into, we play this team, and you have to go in with the mindset that scoring is going to be at a premium, and so your risk factor might go up a little bit, and then there's some weeks where you might be less tolerant for that. I think a lot of it's been depending on who we're playing, and trying to be smart also. Yeah, always, man. The seasons he's been having, it's gut wrenching. He's played so well for us, and we'll see where he's at. Yeah. Look, it's unfortunately one of the challenges this late in the season, and I'm proud of those guys. I'm proud of that locker room. They fought through a lot, and managed to get the win. And again, it's these are tough games.
How much more difficult, if at all, is the transition process in the postseason moving forward to the next week versus the regular season?
I would say the challenge is just within the schedule, protecting the routine. Eight teams went to four, but the amount of people that cover those teams didn't change any. And so just do the division. And so protecting the schedule, staying on the routine, and then quickly diving into a real good Ram team that we played, seems like a long time ago, but getting ready to play that game. Um, not even gotten to that yet. I mean, obviously, when you play the last game, you kind of know who the opponent's going to be, but there's so much focus on the game you're playing that, you know, it's getting ahead of it a little bit. It can impact you relative to the number of snaps played, but most importantly, it impacts your own defense and their rest, and then the opponent you're playing who's getting that many snaps. I mean, that's a lot, but a lot had to happen for that to take place. And, you know, regretfully, there's those penalties that hurt you. But fortunately, we were able to overcome. No, we have meetings the night before games. So, I mean, the game's on in the training room, but I hadn't. We'll look at it on coach's tape. Well, listen, we think it's a tremendous advantage to play here. Man, our fans were fantastic tonight. Communication becomes difficult. We've been on both sides of it. You know, we played some tough road venues where it's real loud, Minnesota, Seattle, and we played home here. And so, that's one of the reasons you fight so hard for the best seed you can, so that you have a chance to play, you know, with the noise in your favor. So we got a lot of work to do. It's a real good team we beat today, and the great championship team that can't say enough about them. Anytime you get a delay game and then a timeout there, there's an attrition to that noise, and I'd like to think that was the case. Look, I've saw 12 men in a huddle before on an important down, and so it's all of the communication that strains you, not just on one play, but throughout the course of the game. They're all big right now. I mean, right? You know, in other words, it's a game to advance, and it's a playoff game. You know, it's not a best of seven. It's 3 hours, and so they're all important. And I would bet more often than not, playoff games, a lot of the times, involve teams that are playing each other again, whether they were division teams or whether you just look at the numbers. So. But that does seem like it was quite a ways back. All right. Thank you.